带领我们唱诗。
We thank Glenn leading us in songs.
特别那首诗歌是我非常喜爱的诗歌。
And that is a song that I really love.
我还想这个应该是我葬礼最好的诗歌。
And I think this would be the best song for my funeral.
所以我的葬礼已经选好这个 MC， 也选好这个领诗了。
So I've already chosen the MC and the song leader for my funeral.
同时呢，我也选了这个领诗的人哈。
So I've also selected the song leader and the song.
这些诗歌都非常的优美，来表达我们的这个感情。
And these are beautiful songs that express our feelings.
那么今天我们要跟大家一起思想，以诗帖记也是充分的表现人的感情。
And today we are going to look at the book of Esther that also fully expresses human emotions.
我们要看这个以诗帖记，是因为我们的教会的读经计划已经来到以诗帖。如果你还没有开始任何一本书的话呢，以诗帖是最好的，因为一口气你就会读完十章，因为它的故事非常的精彩，一下子你就会把它读完。
And our Bible reading plan has reached Esther, and if you have not joined us on this, I invite you to do that. In fact, the book of Esther is a short 10 chapters, and it is so dramatic that you will definitely want to read it through in one sitting.
但是我们还没有讲以诗帖记的时候，让我为上一个星期讲传道书做一个总结。
But before we look at the book of Esther, let me go back to the last sermon on Ecclesiastes and let us have a conclusion on that.
以斯帖记在上星期我们讲的时候，我们会发现到我们大家都很爱这个传道书，我们都很爱这个传道书，因为它让我们思想到人生的问题。
And we all love the book of Ecclesiastes because it lets us think about the problems in life.
那么我们看到的，看以传道书的时候，我们看到这个日光之下跟在神这个神的管理之下。
And when we look at the book of Ecclesiastes, we actually can see what happens under the sun versus what happens under the sun of God.
所以上一次我们讲到这个传道书的时候呢，我们让大家讲到这个虚空的虚空，又是虚空又是捕风。
And we speak about how it's all vanity and catching after the wind.
那么我们强调让大家知道人生的虚空跟人生的一切没有意义。
And we emphasize the meaningless of life and the vanity of life.
或许有人说你讲到这么精彩的时候就结束了，我们还不知道后面是什么一回事。
And some people came to me and said that, just when you are reaching the climax, you suddenly ended. I did not know what happened after that.
那是就是要你去读嘛。
That's because I wanted you to read.
所以如果你读完之后，今天我就给你那个总结。
And after you have read it today, I give you the conclusion.
所以我们讲到传道书有两方面，一个是在这个日光之下，另外一个是在不但是在神底下，是在耶稣基督底下，你的生命就不同了。
So we can be under the sun, which is the star, but then we can also be under the sun of God.
如果你回去看，在日光之下都是虚空，但是你如果在神的管理之下，你会发现。传道书里面提到神的时候，提到神的神性。第一，他讲到神是创造主。
And so, if you are just living life under the planet sun, then your life is vanity. But if you read through the book of Ecclesiastes, you will find that whenever it mentions God, it talks about God's attributes.
然后他提到第一，他提到神是创造主；第二呢，他提到神是有主权的，人的时间都有定时的，神掌管一切，把永生放在人里面，我人不能够寻找。
So firstly, it talks about God being the creator, and secondly, that God is also sovereign, and God is the one who created human beings and put people here.
那么同时呢，神是使人。有些人神让他享受生命，有些人让他赚很多钱，但是又享受不到生命。你如果回去看，的确在这一切都是神的管理。
And this is all under God's sovereignty because God allows some people to enjoy life, And God allows others to earn lots of money, but yet not enjoy life.
我想这样讲的话，大家也是在人生里面有特别有体会。
And I'm sure as I speak of this, many of you will feel the same.
到后来他说，神是掌管生命的，生命是不是由人来掌管，一切都是由神来掌管。
And then he talks about God's power over life, and we have no power over our own lives. It's all under God's control.
那么以后最后呢，就是以这个作为结束，我们必须要敬畏神，因为神是创造主，神是全能，而且是主权的，他赐恩赐，甚至呢一切生命都在他掌管底下，所以我们必须要学习敬畏神。
And at the end of the book, it talks about fearing God, and God is the creator. He created all things, and he is sovereign over all things. So what we must do is to fear him.
那么在神的管理之下呢，今天就给我们看到，以斯帖是给我们看到神在这个万物这个创造世界里面的掌控。
And as we talk about God's sovereignty, we come to the book of Esther, and we see how he is in control over all things.
如果你仔细看这个以西帖记呢，我很喜欢，我一直在想它的主题应该是什么呢？我后来想了这个主题，叫做是 chances or choice， 就是说是巧合、机遇、巧合呢，还是决定、选择、刻意的选择跟特意的决定。
And so as I ponder over this book, I was thinking hard over the theme of this book. And I have given this theme, the title, Chances or Choices. So is everything happening by chance, or did things happen because of people making purposeful choices?
所以这个就很重要，这个就讲到神的主权跟人的这个责任。
This is important because it contrasts God's sovereignty versus human responsibility.
我们看到这个以斯帖到底在神的安排底下，跟神的这个护理底下的 providence of God， 同时呢，在同时我们看到他 personal choice， 他个人的决定，这两个之间怎么样的彼此影响，就在这本书里面出现。
And we see in this book the providence of God and how he is able to control everything despite human choices, and how these two things actually work together, we see in the book.
所以今天呢，我给大家的大纲很简单，第一个就是以斯帖的介绍，然后我跟大家讲这个故事，然后我们再来思想这个他的教训。
So today's outline is very simple. We will first look at the introduction to the book of Esther and the story itself, and then the lessons we can learn from the book of Esther.
所以我想这个以斯帖这本书当然就是讲到一个犹太的奴隶，因为他们已经被掳带去，一个奴隶的女子怎么样成为王后，然后呢怎么样拯救整个以色列族。
And this book in summary is about how a Jewish slave woman, because at this point of time Israel was in exile, so how this Jewish slave woman became the queen and how she actually saved the whole nation of Israel.
其实这本书呢，就有一点像这个灰姑娘怎么成为一个公主，然后怎么样有圆满的结束。
And this is just like how Cinderella from a slave and became a princess, and there was a happy ending.
这本书也有一点像这个约瑟，他怎么样被卖到埃及，然后从埃及生存为宰相，然后呢从这个宰相拯救了整个以色列族。
And there are also similarities with the story of Joseph, how he was sold to Egypt as a slave, and then he became the prime minister in Egypt and saved the entire family.
这本书呢充满了许多的这个曲折，许多的这个意想不到的结局。
And there's lots of plot twists in this book, and leading to some unimaginable conclusions.
就好像这个主耶稣的十字架，这个撒旦是要攻击这个主耶稣，结果耶稣在十字架上死了之后，反而成为最大的胜利。这一本书里面也看到这个他犹太人的敌人后来被钉在这个木架上面，然后呢却使到这个犹太人得了胜利。
And we also see elements of how like Jesus as he was going to the cross, And the devil thought that when Jesus died on the cross, he was victorious. But yet, in the end, when Jesus died and was resurrected, through that itself became the greatest victory. And it is just like how before, instead of Israel being exterminated, we find that the enemies of Israel in the end died on the wooden stick.
这本书又好像这个大卫跟哥利亚小小的大卫怎么攻打一个大的哥利亚这个小小的这个犹太人的女子怎么样能够抵挡这个哈曼这个巨大的敌人结果呢他能够得胜利所以这本书非常的微妙而且非常的曲折非常的很有这个让人值得回味。
It's also like David versus Goliath, a small person against a giant, and he was victorious. So Esther was just a woman, and she was facing a great enemy, Haman, and in the end, she was victorious. And all these plot twists let us draws us really into the whole story, and one lets us think through the thing over and over again.
所以整本书的这个主题呢，就是这个在最重要的经文呢，是在四章十四节讲到说，这个莫迪改他的叔叔告诉他说，此时如果你闭口不言呢，犹太人必从别处得拯救。 蒙解脱得拯救，你和你的父家必致灭亡。焉知你得王后的位分，不是为这今日的机会吗？
And the key verse in this whole book is in chapter 4, verse 14, when Mordecai, which is Esther's, who is Esther's uncle, told her, "For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this?"
因为以西帖成为王后之后呢，他要进去见王，他有生命的危险，因为见生命危险，他要冒着生命的危险去解救以色列人。他如果担心自己的危险而忽略了这个整个民族的危险，他就不能够拯救。但是呢，最后他说死就死吧，我就进去死了，就他去。
And that's because when the queen or when Esther was going to meet the king, she actually had to risk her life to do that. And if she fears for her own life and refuses to meet the king, then maybe the whole nation of Israel will perish because of that. And so she has to risk her life to meet the king in order to save the whole nation.
当然整本书的它的主题就在书里面告诉他们说，他们写这本书的目的是要他们守普尔节。
And the purpose of this book is to show us how they ended up celebrating the Feast of Purim.
所以我们要来跟大家一起来思想这个以斯帖这本书。So
let us now look at the book of Esther.
让我先做一个比较正式的介绍。Let me first
give you an official introduction.
这本书呢是一本整本书里面没有提到神的书，但是却是一本有关神的书。
This is a book that has no mention of God. So we can say that it's a book without God, but it is still a book about God.
所以这个就很奇怪了，是怎么能够写一本书没有提到神的名，却是有关神的事呢？
So how can this be? How can that be a book that does not refer to God's name at all, yet it is all about God?
所以这本书很特别的。
This is a very special book.
那么特别在什么地方？第一呢，它是整本圣经两本之其中的一本，讲这个两本讲以女人为名书名的一本书。
Firstly, it is only is one of only two Old Testament books named after a woman.
当然，以斯帖是一本，路德记是另外一本。
And we know Esther is one. The other one will be Ruth.
刚才我们提到。 这一本书是没有提到神的名，圣经里面还有一本书是没有提到神的名，就是雅歌。And
we said that this book does not mention God's name. There is actually another book in the Old Testament that does not mention God's name. That will be the Song of Songs.
以斯帖是一本有关这个以色列人遭到差不多要灭族的情形底下写的，另外一本就是出埃及记。And
this is also one of two books that deal specifically with persecution of the Jews, almost to an extinction of the Jews. The other one is Exodus, of course.
以西帖是一本书，讲到说这个要守一个戒期，这个戒期是在这个摩西五经里面没有提的。
And this is also one of the two festivals mentioned that's not found in the five books of Moses, the Pentateuch. The other one is Hanukkah.
那么这一本书是有关波斯的这个波斯的这个王国的一本书。波斯这个王国非常大，它的大到哪里呢？从印度到伊蒂欧比亚，这个埃及、非洲那边，整片地图都是他们的。
And this is the only book that deals with the narrative that took place in Persia. And the kingdom of Persia was huge. It stretched from India all the way to Ethiopia, which is after Egypt into Africa.
如果大家记得这个历史的话呢，犹太人因为不听从神的命令，结果呢他被巴比伦这个攻占被掳了。
If you remember the history, because Israel disobeyed God, so they were sent into exile in Babylon.
那么这个巴比伦因为非常恶劣的对待以色列人，神又兴起波斯王国把巴比伦吞灭了。
And because the Babylonians mistreated the Israelites, so God raised Persia and actually conquered Babylon.
以斯拉、以斯帖、尼希米都是在这段时间里面写的。
Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther were the books written during this period of time.
当然，波斯王国后来被这个罗马帝国所灭，成为罗马帝国就进入了这个第一世纪。
And the kingdom of Persia in the end was destroyed by the Roman Empire.
那么这些呢，都有神的默默的这个护理，做 providence of God， 这神的管理、保护跟管理。
And throughout all these events, we will find God's providence behind the scenes.
那么这一本《以斯帖记》呢，是一个非常造诣、文学造诣非常高的一本书，是一本他们叫做文学的这个奇才。
And this book of Esther has gotten the famous description of being a literary genius.
第一呢，你看这本书其实很简单，但是你仔细看又是非常复杂。
And you might look at this book and it might seem to be very simple, but yet at the same time, it is complex.
它的故事呢，好像直截了当呢，但是它这委婉曲折，许多的这个意想不到的惊喜。
The story is direct and yet that's filled with intrigue and surprises.
它的神学呢，好像是很清楚、很清晰，但是同时又充满了许多的神秘。
Its theology seems to be obvious, but yet at the same time is very mysterious.
所以整个故事呢，其实呢是好像是针对一个人，就在讲一个人，其实他是在讲整个国家。
And the focus seems to be on one individual, but yet it is about the whole nation.
所以这个就是以斯帖呢，我盼望你好好的读它，因为里面非常这个有许多令人非常惊讶的地方，非常非常有趣，而且非常的吸引人。
And so I hope you will give the book of Esther a careful and thorough read, because there are lots of details here that are really very interesting.
所以现在呢，让我讲一讲这个整本书的结构。
First, let me talk about also the structure of the book.
如果你仔细看整本的书的结构，它是属于一个交叉式的结构。
And if you look at the entire structure of the book, you will find a chiistic structure.
起初一开始它就有引言之后它就看到那个王下这个命令，这个王的旨意。
And it starts with an opening and a background. After that is the king's decree.
然后呢，你就看到哈曼跟摩迪改之间的这个争执。
And then we see the clash between Haman and Mordecai.
那么最后呢，来到中间的部分呢，其实这个就是它最重要的部分。这个部分是什么呢？是讲那个王在睡觉的时候睡不着觉，突然间拿一本历史书来读，读的时候想起莫迪改。整个故事就重点就在这里，所以我们要思想它的意思是什么呢？
And then it comes to the middle of the book where that night the king could not sleep, and this is really because of God's providence, and so he couldn't sleep, he got up, took a historical record, started reading, and then he realized or he remembered Mordecai and his deeds. So that lets us think about the entire theme of the book.
所以这个是巧合呢，还是神的安排？
Was this just a coincidence or was that God's providence?
他因为一个晚上睡不着觉，这个之后呢，啊，各一下他就整个事情就改变了。接下来就是啊，再来哈曼跟这个摩底改的对峙。
And after he couldn't sleep that night, everything turned in the opposite direction. After that, we find another clash between Haman and Mordecai.
然后呢，又在要求这个王下旨意，结果那个旨意完全跟前面的后半部跟前面半部全部对调，就把这个矛头指向对方。
And then we read of the king's decree again, whereby the sharp end of the stick is now turned towards the enemy instead.
所以到最后呢，我们发现整个巨象发现呢，如果从文学的分析来讲，它的重点就在第六章第一到第二节那边讲到，那个王睡不着觉，为什么王会睡不着觉？为什么他睡不着觉他会读历史书呢？这些呢，就让我们思想整本书其实在讲神无形的手。
And then there's the end, which is the epilogue. And when we consider a keystic structure like this, we will find that the pivotal point is actually in chapter 6, verses 1 to 2, about the king losing sleep that night, reading history, and afterwards everything turned around. So we find that God's invisible hand is actually at work.
所以我们在讲这个的时候，你或许完全没有兴趣，让我们来讲那个故事给你听。
And you might not be very interested in the introduction, so let's get into the story.
那个故事呢，我讲完之后，你可能也听完这个故事就不爱读圣经，所以这个是我的问题。
And after you hear this story, you might end up not wanting to read the Bible anymore, and this is also my problem.
所以我想你应该听完之后呢，你再去读，因为我省略了很多细节。那么你去读的时候，一直做比较，你就会发现当中呢有很多非常有趣的这个对称，它有很多对称在里面呢，给我们看到它的微妙微俏的地方呢，只有你自己读才看到出来。
But of course, I really want to encourage you to read through this book on your own, because over here, I have skipped a lot of details. But when you read through all these details, you will see lots of comparisons and contrasts, and you will see the beauty of that book.
那么在这边呢，我们稍微一定要强调一件事情，以西帖这一本书呢，写书的时候呢，犹太人是处于被掳的情况底下，他被这个被恶劣非常强暴的巴比伦人被掳，被他们抓去，然后甚至来到波斯也是非常残忍的君王的统治底下在这种情况底下呢，他写成以西帖记。
And we want to remember thatThe book of Esther was written during the time when Israel was in exile. They were in slavery and they were under the Babylonians who took them away from their land. And the Babylonians were violent and cruel people. And later on, when the Persian Empire rose up and conquered Babylon, the Persian kings were also cruel and violent people.
这些人非常残忍的，我们刚刚讲尼尼微城的时候，讲到波斯的王国，讲到这些的时候，他们被掳的人呢，他用铁钩勾住那个被掳的人的鼻子剥他的皮然后把他的妇女活生生的来杀死，然后把这个妇女把他的孩子跟他取出来，所以这些非常残忍的情况底下呢，他们成为奴隶。
And we spoke about the city of Nineveh.When preaching through the Old Testament, and we were talking about how the Persian kings, they were very cruel. They would actually hook the enemy's noses with metal hooks. They will skin them alive. They will kill the women. They will extract their unborn babies and do all kinds of evil deeds.
所以在这种情况底下，请问我们作为基督徒或者作为神的子民，是不是应该抵挡起来起义去示威呢？
And under this kind of adverse circumstances, as Christians, as God's people, should we rise up and go into protest or to try and overthrow them?
所以你要知道，今天我们讲这个题目呢，我们一定要讲到香港。
And today, as we talk about this, we need to mention Hong Kong.
为什么呢？昨天晚上我听新闻的时候，他说呼召基督徒全部出来示威。
Because yesterday night, when I was listening to the news, they are now calling upon all Christians to join the protest.
所以我们要问一个问题：基督徒跟这个政府的关系是什么？
And so we want to ask the question, what's the relationship between Christians and the government?
政府、基督徒跟政治的关系又是什么呢？
What's the view of Christians and politics?
今天呢，很多人他们说我们相信民主，请问你相信民主还是相信神？
And today people say we believe in democracy, but should we be trusting democracy or trusting God?
我们相信政府呢，还是相信神呢？
Do we trust the government or do we trust God?
这个是基督徒我们应该要问的问题。
These are questions that Christians ought to ask.
所以我们在这边看到这个历史里面，圣经的历史里面，当犹太人被掳的时候，圣经有没有叫他们起来反抗呢？
And we want to remember as we read through the Old Testament, when the Israelites were in exile, does the Bible teach them to try to overturn the government?
那么在这边我们看到以斯帖他们被在尼西米以斯帖他们在被掳的时候，圣经有没有教他们起来反政府呢？
And during the Persian rule, did the Bible teach the Jews to try and overturn the king?
那么主耶稣的时代呢？主耶稣有没有要求这个民众起来反这个凯撒呢？
And during Jesus' time, were Christians told to rise up and overturn Caesar?
那么当然我们也看到保罗在面对死亡的时候呢，被寻到的时候呢，在提摩太后书的时候呢，他是在尼禄皇帝的这个底的管理之下被掳。这个尼禄皇帝呢，是把基督徒绑起来，用火烧来点燃这个他的这个。皇宫的，所以在这种情况下，这种非常恶劣的权势底下呢，基督徒是不是要起来反政府呢？
And coming to Paul, when he was arrested and when he was about to be killed and martyred, it was during the time of Nero's reign, and Nero was a cruel king. He would tie Christians up and set them on fire to become human torches for his palace. Did Paul ask the Christians to come out and rise up against the government?
完全没有。
Or no.
完全没有。
Absolutely not.
圣经里面没有教导我们要做这些事情。
The Bible does not teach us to do these things.
主耶稣在被抓的时候呢，他跟比拉多说，我的国不属这世界，我的国若属世界，我的名，我的臣仆必要征战。使我不至于被交在犹太人，只是我的国不属是这个世界，所以我们不征战，不与世界征战，不跟世界的政权来打仗。
Jesus actually said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting. But my kingdom is not from this world, meaning that we should not be fighting against this world nor against the governments of this world."
请大家打开罗马书看一看。
Please open your Bibles to the book of Romans.
我要道歉，这个我的字，这个今天的字非常小，因为我在家里放到很大，所以我不知道原来这么小。
And I want to apologize for the font size because I have a big screen at home, so I do not know that it actually looks so small.
所以请大家打开罗马书十三章。
So please turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 13.
我们要从第一节读到第四节。
We'll read from verses 1 to 4.
第一节，罗马书十三章第一节，他说：在上有权柄的人人当顺服。在上有权柄就是政府。在上人有权柄的人人当顺服，因为没有权柄不出于神。凡掌权都是神所命的，你看到吗？所以抗拒掌权就是抗拒神的命令。抗拒的必自取刑罚。做官，你看，做官就是掌权，所以我们讲的是政府。做官的原是不。原不是叫行善的惧怕，乃是叫作恶的惧怕。你愿意不惧怕掌权的吗？你只要行善就可以得他的称赞，因为他是神的用人。你看了吗？他就是指掌过做官做政府的，是神的用人，是以你有益的。你若作恶却当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是伸冤刑罚那作恶的，所以必须顺服他。不但是因为刑罚，也是因为良心。
Romans chapter 13 verses 1 to 5. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God.Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive his approval. For he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience.
所以在这边你看到吗？ 圣经里面教导是我们要顺服神，怎么样顺服神呢？ 神要我们顺服在上的掌权者， 就算是尼禄皇帝， 就算是这个 巴比伦王帝， 不对， 他们比现在的皇帝更加可怕， 更不要讲人权， 圣经都没有叫我们， 这些还都是神的用人。 所以我们知道神是超越我们很多倍， 我们不知道神怎么操作， 但是呢， 这个就是在神的管理跟护理底下， 我们要学习顺服。
And so you realize that the teaching of the Bible is about submitting to God. And remember that these are written during the times of the Persian kings, the Babylonian kings, and the King Nero. These are all very cruel kings who abuse human rights. And there's no such thing as human rights even during that time. So the Christians are asked to submit to these cruel people. And these are worse, much worse than the current times, and yet we are asked to submit.
而且这边讲到说我们不可以犯法， 我们不可以违背， 所以违背你已经备受惩罚。
And it says here that you should not do bad, because once you do bad or goes against the law, you will be punished.
那么有些人说， 你看他们这些人呢， 他明明政府应该是行法恶人， 这个好人， 他应该赞赏， 但是他们没有做， 那是他们跟神的交代， 他们必须自己向神负责， 不是我们来负责。
But some people will argue and say that, look, it says here that these are supposed to be rulers who will reward the good and punish the bad. But the rulers that we are facing today, they are not doing that. But that's between the rulers and God. The rulers or the authorities are accountable to God.
所以我们应该指什么呢? 我们要听从圣经。 所以弟兄姐妹，你要知道，我借着这个机会跟大家讲， 因为我们在新加坡， 我们还没有碰到这些事情， 所以我们很 心平气和理性的来谈这些事情，不要等到我们很情绪化的时候，我们就会做决定。圣经的教导是我们要信神，不是信政府，也不是信民主。我们信的是神掌管宇宙万物，就像这个《提西帖记》里面所提到神的掌管一样。
And so, brothers and sisters, we want to talk about this because right now we are in Singapore in peaceful times, and there are no adverse circumstances. And we need to talk about this now, because when things go wrong and when we are under adverse circumstances, we tend to get emotional and make wrong choices. So now we talk about this, and the Bible tells us that we are supposed to trust God. We are not supposed to trust men, as in the government or in the democracy. So what we are supposed to do is to obey God's word.
他说在上有权柄的人人当顺服。
Let every person be subject to the governing authorities.
我再说一遍，保罗在写的时候呢， 他在上面的就是尼禄皇帝。
Let me say this again. When Paul wrote this, the ruling person was King Nero.
他是非常残忍的，非常恶劣的， 但是保罗没有去咒骂他。
He was a very cruel king, and yet Paul did not curse him.
就有些人说，哎呀，我们应该多参政，我们应该多进去改变政府，改变做很多这些政治的活动。弟兄姐妹，是的，圣经里面但以理有这样做，但是这是个人的，教会绝对不可以做这件事情。
And some people would say that no, then Christians should participate in politics, and we should infiltrate all the politics and try to change everything from there. But yes, indeed, in the Old Testament, we find Daniel in politics, so to speak. But that, those are individuals, and it is not called upon all Christians to try to do that.
如果法律上允许我们可以做一些事情，比如说投票，你就去投应该你认为应该对投的政党，或者是如果他允许你可以示威，你就和平示威。我们没有权柄去阻止这个公共的破坏公共的设施，没有 不可以阻止公共的秩序，机场也好，围攻这样的警察就好，这些都是违背神，这些都是违法的，我们绝对不可以做这些事情。
Yes, if you have the right to cast a vote, then you cast your vote and you vote for whichever party that you believe that will do it well. And if the law allows for a peaceful protest, you can participate in a peaceful protest. But that is not saying that you can actually destroy the public property. You can lay siege on the police station. You can go and occupy the airport. These are all against the law, which you should never do.
但是我们相信基督徒还是问，像我们应该做什么呢？
And then the Christians will be asking, so what shall we do?
但是当我们在读这个旧约的时候，我们特别强调，特别我们在读以斯拉记、尼希米记的时候，你有没有读到这一节圣经？
And when we read the Old Testament, we want to emphasize, especially when you read through Ezra and Nehemiah, have you ever remember reading this verse?
你会发现到以斯拉记里面，他们被这个恶劣的王管理的时候，你看到神能够管理，能够转动那个王的心。你看到以斯拉他说，波斯王这个塞鲁士元年，耶和华这个他神就激动塞鲁士的心，波斯王上。所以你看到吗？就算你一个恶劣的王，不信神的王，神有办法管理他的心，让他改变，使到以色列人可以回去建圣殿。到底谁做？不是人做，是神做。
And we read in Ezra 1:1, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. Indeed, God is at work. These are actually cruel kings who did not believe God. And yet God is able to turn their hearts around and let Israel go back to build the temple. So changing God's the man's heart or the king's heart is God's job. It is not human responsibility.
尼希米记也是这样讲。
And so it goes the same in Nehemiah.
尼希米他在这个亚大薛西王的时候呢，他是亚大薛西王也允许让他回去建殿。到底是怎么回事呢？是神让他的心改变他的心，所以这个是神的工作，不是人的工作。
And during Nehemiah's time, God also changed the king's heart and allowed Nehemiah to return to Israel to build the temple.
所以呢，看到吗？箴言21:1就讲得很清楚，王的心在耶和华手中就像是龙沟的水，随意流转。
And Proverbs 21:1 is so clear. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will.
所以我不管他是特朗普还是普京，或是到底是谁，不管他坐在上面，神的能力可以改变他的心。
So I don't care whether it is Trump or Putin. God is the one who can change their hearts.
所以呢，我们应该做的是祷告。
So what we ought to do is to pray.
我们信神，不是信这个民主的制度，也不是信政府，不管是谁，只要神愿意，这一切都可以改变。
We believe in God, we trust God, we don't trust democracy or the democratic process or the government, because whoever is up there, if God is willing, he can change them.
所以保罗在提摩太2:1-4，他说，我劝你们，第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢，然后为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正平安度日。
And so in 1 Timothy 2:1-4, Paul writes that I urge that supplication, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不是相信一个制度，我们是相信神。
So brothers and sisters, we are not believing in one system, we believe in God.
犹太人在波斯王的管理底下，他们没有起义，他们祷告，他们就能够改变这一切。
The Jews, when they were under Persian rule, they did not have an uprising. They prayed and they changed everything.
所以我们回来看这个以西帖记。
So let's come back to the book of Esther.
让我们来讲这个以西帖的故事。
Let's look at the story of Esther.
因为以西帖这整本书里面呢，他是在恶劣的情况底下做奴隶的时候呢，他们怎么样成为这个怎么样脱离这个苦境？其实这个就是我们要看的。
Because the story is about how Israel, when they were in slavery, actually broke free from this trying time.
所以首先呢，我们要知道这个他们是在这个波斯王朝里面的这个他们做奴隶。
And firstly, we want to note that they were slaves under the Persian Empire.
所以在第一章的时候，如果你稍微看一看，打开第一章扫一扫，看一看。
And if you turn to the book of Esther, chapter 1.
所以你扫一下呢，第一章就是讲到当时候呢，这个王呢，亚哈水鲁王，他是管理从印度到古时就是伊迪欧比亚这整个地方呢，他很大的地方是他管理。但是这个皇帝呢，其实是醉酒、这醉生梦死的皇帝，所以呢，他就是在喝醉的酒，然后要向众人显示他的皇帝啊、他的皇后有多么漂亮，皇后不肯出来，他就废掉皇后。
And this we read about the days of Ahasuerus, and Ahasuerus reigned from India to Ethiopia. This was a great empire, and he was drunk, and he wanted his queen Vashti to come out and present her beauty to the people.When the queen refused, he deposed her.
当然了，这个皇后很漂亮，是皇宫，怎么样让众人来看呢？所以这个是不恰当的事情。但是这个皇帝喝醉酒了，所以要展示他的太太，让众人来看。
And it is actually not, it's very unbecoming for the queen to display her beauty to her subjects. But the king was drunk at this time, and that's why he commanded her to do that.
所以他废掉皇后之后呢，他又想起这个皇后，所以他的臣仆就说，不如我们来选一个女子来代替这个皇后。结果他们就选出了这个以斯帖。
And after he became sober, after he deposed the queen in his drunkenness, he became sober and he started to miss his queen. And his subjects suggested that he should select another queen to replace Vashti.
所以，但是现在我们就有很多人怀疑着，哎呀，为什么这个犹太女子怎么可以嫁给外邦人，而且嫁给外邦人的君王呢
？And we start asking questions like, how can a Jewish woman marry a Gentile, and worse, is a Gentile king?
而且这本书也没有像讲到但以理里面讲到说他很接近自己，他什么都没有讲，他甚至这本书里面完全没有提到宗教仪式，也没有提到祷告，也没有提到这个一切的摩西所讲的，他完全没有提到。
And there is no mention anything about the law of Moses or like Daniel who consecrated himself. No such thing mentioned here. No prayer, no religious rites or whatsoever.
甚至呢，他这边也讲到说，其实这批人为什么还在波斯呢？因为神早就已经要他们回去，但是这一批人不肯回去，留在那边。可见这一批人的光，这个属灵光景就是一个大问号。
And some might also observe that this was during a time when the Persian king already allowed the Israelites to return to Israel. But these are the people who chose to remain behind, and so their spiritual condition is questionable.
无论如何，这个他们在选的时候就选到了这个以斯帖十帖进去呢，结果王很喜欢，结果做了王后。
But whatever the case, in the end, Esther ended up in the king's presence, and he liked her, and so selected her, and she became queen.
那么后来呢，他又在讲到说，莫迪改就是他的叔叔呢，在这个宫门口听到有两个人要暗杀那个王，结果去告诉是 happen just coincident 或者是巧合的听到，然后就告诉以斯帖告诉王，结果王的性命的得保，所以。整个事情就过了。
And then Mordecai, her uncle, overheard at the gates of the palace about someone wanting to assassinate the king. And it is written there that it so happened that he heard it, and it so happened that such things occurred. So he went to inform Esther. Esther reported it to the king, and his life was saved.
So 你会发现会不会是这样巧合呢
？And you might.Start thinking, could it just be a coincidence?
那么后来这个第三章的时候就讲到有一个人叫哈曼，就是这个亚哈苏兰就抬举这个哈曼，三章第一节抬举这个哈曼是亚亚族，其实亚亚族呢就是这个迦南族的一个族类，而且呢他是专门抵挡这个以色列人的。
And we come to chapter 3. King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the Agagite. The Agagite were part of the Canaanites, and this particular tribe of the Agagites, they were especially against the Israelites.
亚玛利王就是亚甲, 跟以色列人在, 这个萨摩记上15章, 就是他们整天跟以色列, 所以这两个是世仇, 不断的对敌。
And King Amalek in the book of Samuel was an Agagite, and we find that they are like sworn enemies in the book of Old Testament.
所以亚这个哈曼被提拔的时候呢, 这个莫迪改呢, 就, 这个以西铁的叔叔, 就不向他低头, 所以两个在那边对峙。
And when Haman the Agagite was promoted, Mordecai refused to pay homage to him, and so there was a clash.
所以这个亚哈就, 非常生气, 就自谦在第三章第七节那边讲, 他说自谦, 普尔节就是自谦节, 就是 throw lot, 你要知道谦放在怀里, 定是在耶和华。
And so in chapter 3 verse 7, we read of how they cast pure, that is, they are casting lots before Haman. And we want to know that men might cast lots, but it is by God's will that anything should come to pass.
所以他们就自谦地说,我们要在这一日呢,把整个以色列人毁灭掉。
And they casted lots on that day and decided that they will exterminate the Israelites.
所以莫迪改跟就紧张了,糟糕了,因为他的关系呢,整个以色列人就会被这个哈曼来灭族。
And so Mordecai is now panicked because of him. He thought that the whole nation of Israel might perish.
所以他就赶快去告诉 以斯帖, 叫他进去跟王说, 叫他告诉他说, 他就是 犹太人, 那么亚哈曼就是要杀他和他的族类, 这样他的叔叔, 其实本来就是, 就是, 救他的, 避免他受刺杀的那一位。 所以这整个故事, 告诉我们, 是 时间到了要以斯帖做出一个决定，以斯帖说害怕，所以他的叔叔告诉他，如果你不去，你跟你的家必灭亡，但是以色列人必从别处得拯救，难道你不知道，你做皇后可能就是为了现今的时机吗？
And so Mordecai went to look for Esther and wanted Esther to go and report this to the king, because Esther is a Jew, and to tell the king that because she's a Jew, and if Haman wants to kill all the Jews, that will include her. And so Esther was afraid to approach the king, and Mordecai then said this to Esther in verse 14, "If you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise from the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish, and who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this."
所以你会发现到这里呢, 这个以斯帖如果进去, 贸然进去, 没有那个王的, 来招他来见的话呢, 他自己进去呢, 他可能会有死罪的, 所以他要冒着生命的危险, 进去见王, 如果王不举起他的金杖, 说我赦免你, 他就死了。 所以以斯帖, 你要记得以斯帖这个时候, 记得 前面有一个皇后已经被他废掉，是因为不听从皇的命令，说他要冒着生命的危险进去告诉他要解救以色列人，所以他为了这个原因，他说死就死吧，我就进去告诉他来拯救整个以色列人。
Esther would be risking her life if she were to come into the presence of the king unsummoned. And so if the king does not raise his golden scepter to so-called pardon her sin, then she cannot come before the king and she could be executed because of that. Do not forget that the previous queen was deposed just because she disobeyed the king for a small reason. So this is a real thing that could happen. But in the end, Esther decided that if I die, I die. So she went, she risked her life to try and save the whole nation of Israel.
所以长话短说,
and that's summarize.
那么我们把这个以斯帖就进去见王, 那么要去拯救以色列人。
So Esther came before the king to save the Jews.
那么在这边的时候呢, 我们跳到第六章第一节。
So from here, we skip forward to Chapter 6 verse 1.
那么这个这个王呢晚上睡不着觉的时候想起一件事情，哎，到底是原来这个他就要找历史书来讲，讲的时候就提到说曾经有一个人去报告这个王说他免得有人要刺杀他，结果他问他叫摩迪改有没有奖赏，没有。
And so that night the king could not sleep. He gave orders to bring the book of history and was read to him. And he remembered then that Mordecai was the one who saved him from two people who wanted to assassinate him. And he asked, was that person rewarded? And the report was brought to him that no, he received no reward.
所以他心里在想摩迪改，结果这个时候呢，恰好 coincidental 的恰好哈曼进来，哈曼想，哎呀，王很喜欢我，所以他问他，王喜欢的人应该做什么？他就跟他讲，哇，给他穿王的衣服，坐王的马什么？他心里是想他，结果，但是那个王在想什么呢？他在想哈莫迪凯。
And as the king was remembering Mordecai, Haman happened to come in at this time, and Haman thought that the king liked him, as in Haman, and the king wanted to do something to honor the person that he was thinking about. So he asked Haman, what should I do? And Haman said, you should let him wear the king's robes and ride on the king's horse, because Haman thought that it is him and he would be enjoying all this glory and honor. But it turned out to be Mordecai.
所以哈曼以为是他，所以他以为我一定会穿上王的衣服，坐在王的马，结果全部颠倒过来。所以你会发现到后来前面所做的后面全部把前面所做的完全反过来。
And so instead of Haman himself, who thought that it was him whom the king wanted to honor, it turned out to become Mordecai, and this overturned all the events of what happened previously.
所以这个王就告诉他说，这样的话你把这些事情用做在摩迪凯身上，所以他吓到啊，变成他要去服侍摩迪凯，不是摩迪凯也被他服侍他。
And so, in the end, when the king told Haman that I want to honor Mordecai, and so go do this all that you suggested to Mordecai, all of a sudden Haman realized that instead of Mordecai honoring Haman, it now turned to become Haman honoring Mordecai.
那么接下来呢，这个以西帖王后呢，就请宴客，第二次请这个宴客的时候，在宴客上面，他告诉王说，摩迪凯这个哈曼是要杀他的。
And so then Esther threw a banquet and informed the king that Mordecai is actually Haman's target.
所以那个皇帝就很那个皇皇皇国王就很生气，离开的时候呢，这个哈曼就很紧张，扑倒在这个皇后的身边，要求他。王进来说：“哈，你侮辱我的皇后，就要把他杀死。
”And so the king was furious and he left their presence.Haman was so fearful and he begged Esther and he was at her feet and begged her. Then the king happened to come in and saw Haman and he thought that Haman wanted to do something bad to the queen and so he commanded that he be killed.
所以整本书都是有很多的巧合。
There are so many coincidences throughout the book.
然后呢普洱就是指不是我们的普洱茶。普洱就是指这个讲到说那个这个突啊这个 trollo 叫什么？
铅
甩什么？
铅
之铅啊，这个是直铅抽出来的，所以这些不可能是巧合，这一切都有神在冥冥中的安排。
And so we find that they were casting lots during the so-called casting of the pure. And so this is actually showing us that it is not exactly just all the casting of the lots, but it is really God's invisible hand behind. He is in his providence arranging all these things to happen.
所以会发现到后来你整本你做一个比较，你仔细好好读的时候，全部都是对称的，他做这件事情后来完全变了，做了又变了，所以整个事情到最后呢哈曼不但是他制造了一个木甲要把这个莫迪改挂在上面，结果他自己被挂在上面。
And we find throughout the entire book thatThere are lots of contrast and opposite outcomes that was intended Like for example, when Haman, he actually wanted to kill Mordecai on a wooden stick, yet end up Haman himself was hung on that same wooden stick.
所以请问是巧合吗?
So are all these coincidences?
你相信世界上有巧合这件事情吗?
Do you believe in coincidences in the world?
还是我们相信圣经里面所讲的这个是神的 护理,
or do we believe that this is what the Bible says of God's providence and God's provision?
所以神不断的管理，使到圣经里面讲，神使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And we remember that God is in the providential care for His people in Romans 8:28 for God works all things for the good of those who love Him.
所以以斯帖呢？ 完全颠覆了原本哈曼的这个计划，使到计划摧毁了，而且呢，是保存了以色列人，甚至呢，莫迪改升官，使到哈曼却被杀。
And we find in the book of Esther that the entire plot was turned around, and instead of Haman, now Mordecai was promoted, and instead of Mordecai, now Haman was killed.
里面的故事其实很精彩，你自己回去看啊。
And this is a dramatic story, so please read through it on your own.
所以我们开始的时候讲那个大纲呢，我们稍微介绍了以斯帖，稍微讲了一下的故事，现在我们讲一下他的教训。
And we looked at the introduction and also the story very quickly. Let's look at the lessons from the book of Esther.
所以他的教训是什么呢? 第一呢，我们会发现那个问题，他那个问题就是说，整本以斯帖记里面没有提到神， 为什么呢?
And we find that the whole book of Esther makes no mention of God's name. Why?
所以很多人就说，很难接受以斯帖成为圣经。他说根本没有提到神这个名字。虽然有一些解经家说，他们把神用找出好几个这个耶和华的字母，说它是有提到有四个地方有耶和华的字母在一节里面用不同的字母代表。不过这个不是最好的解释。
And because of the absence of God's name, some people, in fact, found it hard to accept that this is part of the canon of Scripture. And yet there are also others who try to explain and say that in the book of Esther, there are some Hebrew alphabets there that when you combine them together will have the name of Yahweh. But this is not a good explanation.
其实整本以斯帖记没有讲到这个神的名字， 是刻意的。
It is actually intentional that God's name is not mentioned.
为什么呢? 原来他是在讲神的护理，神的护理呢，就是说神在冥冥中管理一切，是在隐藏背后，好像圣灵隐藏在背后，但是他却在管理这一切，而不是像摩西在出埃及记这样显大神迹。所以神的显现有两种，一种是轰轰烈烈的大神迹出现，或者在背后 隐藏的却在管理整个世界，所以这个以斯帖呢，就是在讲这个神的 providence， 在神的背后的隐藏的手在管理每一件事情。The
purpose of not mentioning God's name is intentional because this emphasis is on God's invisible hand of providence. God works in two ways. He might come out and work wondrous miracles visible to all, like in the book of Exodus. But yet, at the same time, He is also behind the scenes and in control of all things. And this is the purpose of the book of Esther.
所以你看到神，这个是以斯帖这本书的这个文艺造诣非常高的地方是， 他好像他在形容一个婚礼里面没有提到这个新娘，这个就很奇怪了。所以他在形容整本书，但是完全没有提到神，可见这个是一种手法，这种文学的非常高超的手法。
And this is a literary masterpiece because it is describing the whole narrative without mentioning God, but yet it is highlighting God's providence. It's just like when you're describing a wedding and not talking about the bride at all.
所以可见这个是一个非常，这是刻意要描写神就是那个隐藏的神在管理整个世界。
And this is intentionally trying to bring out the fact that God is invisible and behind the scenes, yet he is in control of the whole world.
那么第二，为什么神的名没有讲出来呢？原因是这一批人呢，应该早就跟以斯拉、尼西米回去以色列，但是他们没有回去，可见他不是神所不喜悦的这一些人，他们还在他们爱波斯的生活，他们的属灵光景非常不好，所以他们没有守摩西的这些诫命。但是呢，这个就显示出他们这一批人的属灵光景非常的糟糕，所以神的名完全不提出来。
And this also is a reflection of the Jews' spiritual state at this moment.That those Jews in Persia are actually at a spiritual low time because they should have followed Ezra and Nehemiah in the return to the promised land, but they did not because they preferred the lifestyle in Persia. They loved what they already had here. So this reflects that they were actually in a spiritual decline.
那么第三呢，是我们可以得到的教训是，虽然他们不信实，但是神仍就是信实的，神还是保存他们，神还是来带领他们，来保护他们。
And it also shows us God's faithfulness despite the unfaithfulness of the Jews. God still protected them.
那么最后一个呢？我想这个，我认为这个对我们有直接的影响。
And lastly, it also affects us directly.
这边告诉我们一件事情，你说神的 providence, 神的这个隐藏的手，神的这个护理在操作这一切的时候，这样我们什么都不用做吗？
It teaches us that because God is in providential care of his people, and his invisible hand is at work, so does that mean that we should do nothing?
你看到神很巧合的把这个以斯帖送进皇宫里面，很巧合的让这个以斯帖莫迪改知道有人要杀那个皇帝，然后又使以斯帖能够坐到这个位置上面，这一切呢都有神的安排。但是在最最关键的时候呢，以斯帖必须要做出一个决定，是不是要顺服神进去告诉这个王，那个决定很重要。你看到这个人必须要做他应该做的决定，神在冥冥中自然会保守他。
And we find that throughout the book, it so happened that Esther became queen. It so happened that Mordecai was there to stop the plot to assassinate the king. And it so happened in so many places. But yet, in the most crucial moment, Esther had to make that choice to come into the presence of the king unsummoned and risk her life. And so, she chose to do the right thing. And this tells us,that even though God is in control of all things, we must still make the right choice to do the right thing, and God's providential care will be with us.
所以我在这边说，这整本书如果我们可以学的，不但是学到神的这个护理、管理跟保护跟管理，同时呢，我们学到一件事情呢，我们应该 trust God and do the right thing. 我们应该信靠神，做应该做的决定，做应该做对的选择。
So, as we learn of God's providence in all things and how he is sovereign over all things, the lesson that we ought to be learning is we need to trust God and do the right thing.
所以在这边我们还在提到多一件事情。
I want to make mention of one more thing.
以斯帖是谁啊？
Who was Esther?
她不过是一个奴隶，一个小女子。
She was but a slave woman.
我不知道你怎么想，你是谁？我是一个无关重要的一个小人物，但是我们在那个时刻做应该做的事情，神会用我们所做的事情，使到他的计划得以成功。
I do not know who you think you are, but I am a nobody, and what we want to do is to be doing the right thing, and God will use that thing that we do to achieve His grand plan.
所以，弟兄姐妹。你或许觉得自己是一个 nobody, 自己一个无关重要的人，但是呢，我们应该做，应该我负我们的责任，做应该做对的责任，做对的决定。神在他冥冥中他的护理底下，他完成他自己的旨意。
So brothers and sisters, you might think that you are a nobody, but if you choose to do the right thing, then God, invisible hand behind the scenes, will work these things out for His own purposes.
让我们在神面前立志做我们应该做的事情。
Let's come before God and be resolved to do what we need to do.
好，我们请志平做一个结束祷告，然后我们来守圣餐。
Let's close in prayer before we partake of the Lord's Supper. Father, we want to thank you indeed for your providential care. Help us to trust in you, O Lord, even though we do not see you. We do not see sometimes how you are working through our circumstances. But help us to have faith in you and to remain faithful and to always make the choice to do the right thing. And may you get all the glory. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.